Time for today's good news, no sweat news. Are you ready?
Yes.
Some of this could turn up on Friday's no sweat news quiz for that 12 pack of New Jersey lottery tickets and those awesome Rad Radio bandanas. And we go to Texas for story number one, Dateline Texas, where GNS Foods is a company that provides snack items for airlines, and they have a problem.
Uh-oh.
They've got about 87,000 pounds of nuts.
Oh, no.
We got a nut problem.
Because no one's flying right now?
They are the main supplier of prepackaged nuts
peanuts that
people in first class get.
Oh.
You see?
I see.
Because, you know, you and me, we don't fly that. We don't see the nuts anymore. Maybe we're lucky to get a pretzel.
Yeah, I get usually it's exactly two Planters peanuts for you.
Well, up there in the first class.
First class, though.
Very nice. Thing. They get welcomed and they get warm nuts in a little cup
in a
pre-flight snack, yes, in a little porcelain cup. Well, our airlines are not doing that anymore. The pre-packaged flight is a bottle of hand sanitizer, a pat on the back, and good luck getting out alive, pal. GNS Foods. So they're practically, they got 87,000 pounds of nuts, all of them packaged in 1 ounce bags.
Oh, God, that stinks.
Like,
yeah, you have to open up 35 bags right to get full.
They don't know what the hell to do with them. They don't have a lot of takers. So if you know someone who needs some nuts, get in touch with GNS Foods. They're practically giving them away.
I mean, yeah, they could do it to a homeless shelter or something.
I would think. but then you can't give them to a school because, first of all, our school's open. No. But two, what about the whole nut allergy thing, you know?
Yeah.
So it's a dicey one.
I don't know.
Dateline Colorado for story number two. A 14-year-old kid in Colorado went viral last week after he broke the speed record for solving a Rubik's Cube while jumping on a pogo stick.
What? He, A, solved the Rubik's Cube, B, was in middle school, and C, did it on a pogo stick?
He solved the Rubik's Cube while jumping on a pogo stick. He did it in 16.71 seconds. That's a new world record. Well, now...
What?
you missed that last week? Supposedly, he went viral.
Oh, my gosh.
The video of him doing it has 438 views, so I don't know how viral it actually went.
Well, that's not exactly the definition of viral. you really have to at least get into the thousands.
Well,
but still,
now,
it's impressive.
Now, it is impressive.
Rubik's Cube.
Rubik's
pogo
Cube.
Stick.
Now the kid, a pogo stick, right? Now the kid is offering free Zoom lessons to teach kids how to solve a Rubik's Cube in under 3 minutes. You can sign up at cubingawaycorona.com. He's accepting donations for a charity called No Kid Hungry.
Well, that's nice.
In return for his efforts.
Well, good for him.
Isn't that special?
I like it.
Isn't that nice? And now the story of a drunk guy with a gun who tries to come and aid the police to break up his next-door neighbor's party. It's almost old-school no-sweat news.
That's starting to sound like it.
But listen, during coronavirus, you can't have house parties.
Not supposed to.
And this drunken neighbor knew it.
I agree with
him. So, in Detroit, Michigan, his next-door neighbor was having a party, right?
Yeah.
And the cops came to break it up because can't have parties these days.
True.
Social distancing and so forth. So Chris Hogarth, 47-year-old, drunk out of his mind, was watching the whole thing on his front porch. And during a quiet moment, the police officer who was in charge of breaking up the party heard the click, click of a shotgun.
Oh, my gosh.
And he turned around and saw this drunken neighbor saying, you need any help, officers?
No, don't do that. Don't help him out with a loaded shotgun.
Guess who else was arrested?
I was the guy holding the loaded shotgun?
That one, right.
He's also drunk.
The drunken guy with the shotgun.
Mm, not smart.
Let the police do what they got to do to take care of the house party, will you, pal?
Get out of the way.
Right.
Please.
What the hell?
Socially distance yourself.
Honestly.
From any important police matters.
Step away from the shotgun.
My gosh.
Clem.
Hello.
That's today's good news, no sweat news? Kind of. At Friday, we get to do the quiz, so make sure you're tuned in.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.